Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the word that was just brought forth, the Lord talked about he would never flood the earth again, and I've even taught on that, that, you know, he put his bow in the clouds. But there's another scripture that talks about when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And this is just a warning today. The whore is being taken out, the one that rides on the beast. And also the beast, the financial system, the political system, and the religious system. And I told you, the whore, she's drunk with the blood of the saints, you know, the murder. If you're on the social media at all, you can't help but see the condition of this, some of these elites that are used to getting their adrenochrome. See, they, what Kim Clement said, they'll no longer, your children will no longer be your food. They're running out of their blood supply. They're running out of their meat supply, human. They're starting to act out. And that's what the Lord said to me. There's a lot of disinformation out there. I would caution you. Follow who you follow and you have confidence in that brings you peace. Stay away from the other. There's a lot of stuff. They've opened up. The algorithms have been changed on a few of the platforms to where there's a lot of really horrible stuff coming through there that's the truth. And it's for a purpose. It's to wake the public up because of the what's happening to the elites right now. The stars are falling. Mm-hmm. They're drying up. They're shriveling up. This morning I was thinking about it, the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, when those elites are around the ark and all of a sudden the Spirit of God hits them and they begin to dry up. You know, it's just, this is kind of like the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz with the water, she's melting. This is what's happening to these people. These are Satan's puppets, and they're going to find out the one they thought that was their master, that was going to, that gave them the world, he's going to leave them for dead. So a lot of I can hear witches screeching, and like, you know, just all this is going on in the spirit right now, and this flood of disinformation, just be cautioned. Just be careful. In fact, you know, don't just search anything. Don't just look at anything. Stay with who you know is sound. There are those out there that would say that President Trump is the Antichrist and the system he's bringing will be worse than what we're in now. There's some out there that, you know, they would discredit Q. That, you know, and I would also say this, pray about Nacera. I have problems with Nacera in some respects. We can look at it and think, oh, it's God, it's God, it's God. But is it? No, it's a natural system. It's not God's. Now, did God use a natural system to strip? He stripped the Egyptians and gave it to the righteous, but they didn't stay there. God led them out. And this is the kingdom age that the Lord's been talking to us for such a long time. We're going to walk in a new way. So we can't get all locked up in the system. You know what I'm saying? You can't get all locked up in the system. Because I believe God wants to, his system, the kingdom system, to operate. Where, you know, if we have to, if he wants us to bypass it. And I said, Lord, how are we going to know? What are we going to know? You know, what are they going to require us to do? Well, we have to sign a contract for humanitarian efforts or aid or this or that. I mean, come on. I'm just trying to be real here. Let's pray about Nacera. Let's pray about, because it's coming. It's coming down the pike and it's coming really fast. I believe we'll see it this year. So I'm saying, okay, Lord, the president's never talked about Nacera. I've never heard it come out of his mouth. All he's talking about, he's a businessman and God's raised him up to get the system off of the petrodollar onto a go-back system and return stolen money and property to the American people. And I believe that's to be with no strings attached. Because that's what's owed. That's what the Lord's talking about. Giving us back our back wages, just like he did the children of Israel. All those years in bondage, they served as slaves. Mm-hmm. We've been on the plantation a long time and been slaves. And that's kind of what I'm going to speak about today. In fact, I was going to start with this, but maybe I won't. Just a minute. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But keep in mind, let peace always make the call. Fear does not make the call. Never. Never does fear make the call. There's a lot of fear-mongering out there right now because of what's happening. Oh, you know, before we know it, we're going to have the National Guard in our streets. We can't come out of our houses. That has not been said except by the blamestream media. Now, there might be some goofy governors, and there's some of them that have maybe tried to impose that on their own people, but that's not what the president has done. He's not about enslaving the American people. He's about rescuing and saving the American people at all cost. He's about their safety. The horse being brought down. This is what is going on. She rides on the back of the beast. The socialistic, whether we know it or not, we've been in it. The beast system is socialistic, and we've been in it. It's kind of been hidden. Matthew 24:24, well, I'll go ahead and read that before I get into my prophet's corner word here. The reason I can say what I'm saying is I've been hit with something this week that tried to shake my faith. And I won't say what it is, but I just thought, I must be right over the target. We must just be right where we need to be. Anything to discredit God's leading in your life, what God has said to you, what God has spoken to you to make you doubt it. All right, this is Jesus talking to the disciples in verse 24. He said, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Anyway, that's not to scare you, that's just to be informed. You know, the Lord's wanting, he wants to lead us and guide us into all truth, and everything that we face, he's there to lead us. He's not going to leave us as orphans, and he's not going to leave us out there to fend for ourselves. He's the shepherd, he's leading. But ask him about stuff. Don't just do stuff. And don't just think Nasara is God's gift. Well, it may be somewhat, because we've got to have natural resources to live on this earth. But it is a world system that's been delayed and delayed and delayed. But President Clinton signed it into place in 2000, actually. Was set to be implemented 2001, right before 9/11. I think it was about 11. Greenspan, I think, was supposed to announce it like at 11 o'clock, and the towers were hit at 9 o'clock, caused it from not happening. But there's things in this, Sarah, that bother me, like the alien disclosure, and there's different things in it that, from a natural standpoint, a lot of people don't understand about that, and that's why they can say what they say. You know, they just need to tune into Faith Avenue on Sunday morning and let me enlighten them about it. You know, there are things that bother me, like medical technologies. Well, we know all the cures we'll ever need for anything we have in Christ Jesus. But I think it's good for people that never will look to Jesus. You know, they could get help. But, you know, just trying to weigh everything. You know, just be, I'm not trying to scare you. It may just be fine and everything work out fine. But I'm just telling you, ask the Lord about it. Ask what He thinks about it. Because we're facing that square on right now. Our economy right now is tanking. Now, in the 1970s, when we came off of the gold standard onto the other one, they said it was a bumpy road. I remember the gas lines. But honestly, I was one of those like the millennials are today, just a bunch of airheads that can't even get their head out of the ground to even see what's going on except their social life. So I don't remember it being such a bumpy road, but probably older people said, yeah, it was. It was quite something. We were very worried or whatever. So it's going to be kind of like a roller coaster ride, implementing this new system and taking out the old system. So, but God's with us. We don't need to be afraid. Peace makes the call. Stay where you can be in peace. Don't get outside of that, and you'll be okay. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner. This is 3:22:20. The title of this is Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide. All right, Proverbs 13:22 says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. That's where I believe we are. The Septuagint says, but the wealth of the ungodly will be stored up for the righteous. So all this that these elites have been stockpiling and building, like here, I said, this is what I was thinking, so I put it in parentheses. I saw some pictures of the elaborate bunkers that the elites have prepared for themselves. We're talking gun ranges, massive swimming pools, looks like a theme park. We're talking massive, probably billions of dollars in these bunkers. While we stay up top and all die, they're living it up. That's their plan. While you were supposed to be perishing up on the earth, scrounging for food, you get the picture. They're living in their lavish lifestyles below your feet, the rich and shameless. Well, the Lord says that this scripture is being fulfilled even at this very moment. It has been set in motion. For 6,000 years, the wicked have been stealing, killing, and destroying at the bidding of their master, the devil. In the coming days, weeks, and months, and even years ahead, the transfer will be taking place. This is by divine design. Now, in Genesis chapter 6, God saw the devastation that was happening on the earth, but He saw Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah walked by faith. Noah was really the only one in his generation that had not been polluted in some way. So God sent a rescue boat. And what did He do? He cleansed. There was a total, the water cleansed the whole earth. And I was commenting to Danny yesterday about this rain being symbolic. This cleansing. And I'd heard a prophet, I think it was Hank Newman, talk about a lot of snow this year in some places, record snows, and it was cleansing. Cleansing. God instructed Noah to build a rescue ship. Noah and his family had a reset after the purge of evil from the earth. Noah had to deal with the swamp also. He was crying out and standing in the gap for his generation, and God heard and answered. Well, Enoch was his grandfather. Enoch stood in the gap. He walked by faith, and God took him. Okay, Matthew 24:37, since we're already there. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're dealing with a swamp so big that we are in the same position as Noah. The swamp has gotten so big it must be drained. The church has awoken and is petitioning the Lord, making decrees, and he's heard and he is answering. He is purging the earth once again and giving the righteous a reset. The Lord says to continue to decree from your third heaven authority place that rules, regulations, and laws change to the advantage of the righteous. They are running for their bunkers and underground complexes and cities right now, but they will be fully exposed. There's nowhere for them to run and nowhere for them to hide. Okay, Revelation chapter 6. I tell you, we need to be lifting up our president. It doesn't matter what he does. They trash him and bash him. They twist everything he says. And they're liars. Mm-hmm. Revelation 6:15 says, "And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and their chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and for the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" All these movie stars and stuff are saying, well, we're self-quarantining ourselves. What are they doing? They're running for the hills. They're thinking they're going to run and hide, and they're not going to have to do their the justice is coming, and they don't know that there's a day of reckoning coming and there's nothing they can do about it. They're really acting out right now. They really are. Sending their whatever you call it, their... Chet Hanks has threatened every Trump supporter that you'll be the first ones. Whoever's saying anything against my parents, I'm going to make sure you're the first ones that goes into the FEMA camps. So they planned the FEMA camps to kill us. But all the coffins and the guillotines and the poisons and the vaccines and whatever else, they'll lay in those coffins themselves. They'll get guillotined with those guillotines themselves. Why are they acting out? Well, they're out of their adrenochrome for once. They say the withdrawals from it is worse than any drug that you could ever imagine. I mean, literally, they look like they are like drying up and becoming an old skeleton looking. They're horrible looking. They're acting out right now. My thought as I was writing this down, they're buried alive in their lavish billion-dollar dens. They might even go in there and just blow them up. That's what they're doing, these dumbs. You know, I was talking about, I taught it on the broadcast, or my last shoot, about the dumbs, the deep underground military bases. There were some earthquakes in a certain place, I forget where, and someone brought that up. Yeah, they're bombing some dumbs. That's where the child trafficking goes on. It's all underground. In fact, some of these elite Hollywoods, they have these big, huge houses with all this underground network, and they're connected, these tunnels connect to other movie stars, and they have their parties and run the kids all through here, and yeah. My thought, do you suppose these movements are from the earthquakes we're having? I think it is. I really do. All right. This is the opening of the sixth seal. What are the seals about? Disclosure. Remember, the book of Revelation is a book full of symbolism, but it does have a literal interpretation. The vision was heaven's view, so we ask the Holy Spirit to see it from a natural view. In other words, what does it really mean? Number one, we've had record earthquakes. Jesus said we would, Matthew 24:7. I know there's people that track earthquakes and stuff, and it's getting more and more. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. In April 14th through 15th, 2014, we had the first in a series of blood moons. Jesus said we would see signs in the heavens. This is Luke 21. And I'm not talking about astrology. I'm talking about astronomy. That's the study of the stars. Luke 21:25. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Don't think these elites don't know the signs. Because that's what they're all about. They're all about their Scientology. All right, Genesis 1:14 tells us God's purpose of putting the sun, the moon, and the stars. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs. For signs. Stars, light, stars in heaven for signs. Signs in the Strong's means a signal, just like the trumpet, a signal. Okay, Matthew 2. I think this is cool myself. Matthew 2. Verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. He is an elite here. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child. Now, this is not at the nativity. He was a toddler by then. So that star was there for a while. And his mother, Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. We have Daniel to thank for this influence, because he was over all the Chaldeans, all the magicians, because he interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream. He put him all over all the wise men of the east. All right. The wise men of the east, thanks to the influence of Daniel, saw the signal, followed the star, and beheld the event. Many have dismissed it as not worthy of their attention and time, just like Jesus also said in Matthew. Okay, this is Matthew 24 again, verse 38. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How much more has to happen? Now listen, this is where we're at. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. The one should be taken, the other left. Two women should be grinding at the mill. The one should be taken, the other left. Now the church has messed this up and said it's the rapture, but I'm telling you, can't you just see the movie stars? being snatched out. People we know, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, pastors. Think, where'd they go? I believe we're seeing our redemption unfold right now. Okay, this is Luke 21. We used to say, yeah, the ones taken, those are the ones going in the rapture. Oh, no, 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 because that's where the, it says where the bodies are, there's where the eagles are gathered. Mm-hmm. That's the marriage supper. That's Armageddon. Whenever the birds of the air are going to eat the flesh of kings and rulers and armies, the Antichrist. Okay, 21:25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. I've never seen the nation as much distress and perplexity as it is in right now. Men's heart fading them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great authority. Clouds represent authority, power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. In September 23rd, 2017, there appeared a sign in the heavens, the sign of the Son of Man. I'm going to, I've made, y'all can look at this. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it when it happened. I did look at it. But, thank you. Huh? Y'all can keep those. It was a big deal. A lot of people were talking about it. Now I'm going to read from the details of it from this book. I don't say I agree with everything. This is the Red Pill, by Red Pill, the World Freedom Force Battalion. I don't agree with everything, but they've got some good points in here, and they really had a lot about, because they study the stars, and they're, you know, they foretell events from what they're seeing, which I do believe, you know, it's not a, kind of looks like it's a good thing. All right, this is the sign of the Son of Man. I've explained a lot of Bible prophecy and a lot of current events in the light of God's Word and all of His promises, but one question likely sticks in your mind. How do we know the millennial reign is beginning, being birthed? Is it now? Good question. These worldwide events are wonderful and amazing. Revelation 12 convinces me that this is the birth of the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth. That's what we've been talking about, the kingdom age. God gave us a sign like the wise men saw when they knew for sure Christ was being born. So buckle up for Revelation 12. Let's just say it. The whole book of Revelation is weird. So much imagery, so little time. Chapter 12 gets even weirder, especially to 20th century Bible students who are not familiar with the starry constellations or have been told to stay away from them altogether. John tells the story using a scene of heavenly signs. What? Remember what I said. The Lord put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens as signs for us. Now don't get worried. This is not astrology. This is just like when the wise men knew by the stars that King Jesus was going to be born. The Lord put the sun, moon, and stars in the heaven for signs, seasons, days, and years. That's Genesis 1:14 I read to you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. That line is the ecliptic on which the major constellations travel. Silently, day after day, the heavens are a giant, sparkling storybook telling God's word. John's complete vision was from heaven. He saw things happening in the heavens. We just need to learn to read it. See the Freedom Force Battalion YouTube visit for videos on the topics. Here's the beginning on Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. The wonder in heaven is actually a constellation. The woman is Virgo. The sun is the sun, the moon is the moon, and the crown on her head is Leo with three additional stars, Venus, Mercury, Mars. Now, they say these that people that the world has called planets are actually stars. Okay. All cultures have recognized the names of each of the stars that make up each constellation. This is how each constellation is defined. The constellation used in this chapter is Virgo, and it represents God's people, the Virgin. The Bride of Christ right next to her is the King constellation Leo, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And there, yes, there's a dragon, a snake near Virgo's feet. Like in verse 3, the Archangel Michael is wrestling the dragon snake, keeping him from the crown, the Corona. That's a weird corona. Corona Borealis. Okay. Hang with me here. I just thought this was fascinating. Now, if you think I'm making this up and want to know more, just search YouTube for Maseroth or Biblical Astronomy, Robert Wadsworth and Gospel in the Stars YouTube site and look up in the sky. The Stellar EM Online Planetarium and the Skyview app are helpful too. I have that app. Don't miss out on your inheritance like I did for years. Those stars are for us, just like the wise men, not for horoscopes. So what does the Virgo constellation tell us? Virgo represents God's people, all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, whether they are the physical lineage or have been adopted into the family. Virgo is holding seeds, which is the gospel we spread. At first, it represented Eve attempting to give birth to the Savior, which she thought would be Abel, who was actually killed by his brother Cain. And then Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel and Hannah and Ruth hoping to bring in the Savior. I'm sure they probably thought that. And of course, the Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the Savior of the world. Eve's crown with the Lord's presence, shining God's light in a dark world, ruling over the dark occult, moon under their feet, and being persecuted by the dragon, which is Satan. Jesus spoke about a special sign that we are to watch for, the sign of the Son of Man. And that is described perfectly in this 12th chapter of Revelation. This sign in Revelation 12 includes the sun, the moon, and the stars, plus something extraordinary. 12 stars on her head instead of the usual, which is the Leo constellation, and something super extraordinary, a star in her womb. Being delivered after 9 months. Now that sounds like a really amazing sign. Sounds like the sign of the Son of Man that Jesus told us to watch for. Do you see it? This is the Revelation 12 sign that appeared on September 23rd, 2017. This took place once in 7,000 years. It's the only time in 7,000 years, which we hadn't been here 7,000. Let's just say 6,000. Okay. Isn't this remarkable? What an amazing sign. First of all, Virgo is a constellation that represents God's people, His bride. In this sign, Virgo is clothed with the sun, symbolically meaning she is filled with light and goodness. And the moon is under her feet as if to say God's rule over the enemy in darkness. And there are 12 stars on her head. 9 of those stars are Leo, which represent the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is our crown. He crowns us with loving kindness and beauty. As in Psalm 103:4, He redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. As if that were not enough stars in our crown, the Lord adds 3 more stars in Virgo's crown. We'll get to that purpose in Revelation chapter 14. I watched the night sky as Jupiter, which is Melchizedek, entered the womb of Virgo and saw it turn back around and then make a giant loop. The loop took 42 weeks, the exact period of time for human gestation. What a sight. If you would like to see it, you can enact the sign of the, or you can go to the Stellarium or the online planetarium. I also have videos in my Freedom Force Battalion about it. Okay. But anyway, I thought this was kind of, the Lord just brought it up to me. I remember doing the research and looking into it when it happened and didn't think much of it. And then here I am studying. The Lord says, get that out. That was a sign. That was a sign for people that are watching. If the people are not watching, they're not watching. September 3rd was also a very special day on the Hebrew calendar. It was the first day of the Feast of Trumpets. The sound of shofars, Hebrew trumpets, were heard around the world and signaled for all the people to gather together, connect with the Lord, resolve disputes, forgive, receive forgiveness. For more on the Feast of Trumpets, check out the video. Turns out the New World Order knew all about that sign in the heavens. Make no mistake about it. They know the star signs very well. They just believe Satan is in control. They thought this sign would mark our defeat. They were wrong. Beyonce's Grammy Awards performance was part of their celebration as she performed in the star sign in Virgo as the Queen of Heaven. They celebrated too soon. You lose, New World Order. God is in control. I don't know what it meant at the time, but now I am convinced the sign on September 23rd was the sign of the Son of Man in Revelation 12 and signals the birth of the millennial kingdom reign of Christ on earth. What evidence is that just after this sign of the Son of Man, the people were gathered all over the world? That's the reason I bought this book, is this woman, her name is Melissa, she starts talking about the millennial kingdom and our reign, that we're about to come into it. I'm thinking, she sounds like my kind of people here. All right. One evidence is just after the sign of the Son of Man, the people were gathered all over the world, the Patriot Movement, QAnon followers, Yellow Vest, Freedom Fighters, people rising up all over the world fighting for righteousness, and the great power and glory of Christ has been shown in how the enemy New World Order is being shaken and defeated. Here was what Jesus told us to watch for, the sign of the Son of Man. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. As if that is not spectacular enough, would you like to guess on what day Jupiter entered Virgo's room to begin the sign of the Son of Man? November the 9th, 2016. Does that date ring a bell? That is the date the leader of the most powerful nation in the world was elected president, Donald John Trump. Full stop, take that in. Really take that in. Put the book down and take that in. This is so huge that I feel I should stop the book right here. But I'm not finished with Revelation. There's so much more great news. So let's keep going. I think she goes on to talk about the Great Awakening and where we are right now and how she thinks we're in the Armageddon right now. I don't dispute that, but I don't know completely for sure about that. But she goes on and on about it. And there's a lot of good stuff in here. But I just thought that was interesting. All right. We are in the storm. Everything is shaking right now. But when it's all over, we will indeed have a new heaven and a new earth. Remember in Genesis 1:8? Genesis 1:8 talks about that God called the firmament heaven. I'm not talking about it where he lives, a new heaven. We're talking about the firmament. Jesus is going to roll the old one up like a scroll, it says. Now, this is, the thief has been totally found out and he owes us sevenfold. I forgot to write the scripture down in Revelation where it talks about after the millennial reign. Did I write it down? Let me see if I can find it right quick because it. All right. All right, this is chapter 21 of Revelation. Now, this is after God, the great white throne judgment, the book of life is brought out. Those who are not written in the book of life, they go into the lake of fire. Then verse 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So it sounds to me that all this millennial reign, that God has not dwelt among men as of yet, right here. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. This is our changing. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He was set upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. This is the time that we're changed. And he said unto me, write these things, for these words are true and faithful. So I just want to clarify that, because so many people take so many pieces of scripture and they patchwork together theology. What does the book say? What does the book say? This thousand-year reign is going to be a natural reign. Okay. Proverbs 6:31. That's probably the scripture. Let me look just a second. No, let's see what that is. Proverbs. Oh. Okay, 6:31. But if he be found, he restores sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Talking about if the thief be found out, he restore sevenfold. As were the days of Noah, a total cleanse. I believe that is what we are witnessing today. Nowhere to want, run, nowhere to hide. This is Q 38:15. What happens when the people learn the truth? What happens when people wake up? They will not be able to walk down the street. The Great Awakening, Q. Now all the masks are being removed. All the masks are coming off. We're beginning to see them for who they really are and what they really are. Full disclosure and full exposure. And I kept thinking about the Navy SEALs. They can swoop in there in 30 seconds and snap them out and nobody knows they've been there. They call them ghosts. I think that's happening. I really do. I think it's happening right now. There was something else. Let me think. What did I do with it? Maybe under here. So y'all can keep those. Is there any wonder the elites, the movie stars, they're all somebody they really aren't? All we've seen is the mask. But the mask is coming off. Okay.